This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Again, a pleasure. Listen, if they don't carry the show in your area, and you're having to listen on your phone, that wonderful app that we put together, you can find it on the, you know, on Apple or Android, the Android store, and you want to be able to listen to it on your radio, yes, that old-fashioned radio thing, let me know. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know they don't have it, and I will work on getting the show in your area. But let me bring on the real talent of the show on Friday. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host. Always appreciate her time with me.
Oh, I wish that was the truth, that I was the real talent.
Oh, no, you are the real talented. I'm getting kind of bored in my old age here. I am starting to sound like that guy that keeps yelling at everybody to get off the lawn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little bit, but we always like those guys.
Well, ultimately, what's his name? He just turned 93. Clint Eastwood? He turned 93.
He's not doing so good either, right here.
Well, listen, with everything that he's done, and his, I want to be like him.
I know.
I mean, seriously. You make fun of him, but man,
very talented.
Yeah, but yet talented and a man of integrity to a big degree, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you can when you know a lot of actors, a lot of people in Hollywood will not come out and state what their political beliefs are because they want to work. They know that it'll be a backlash. It certainly changed my career. I was in the business for over 20 years before coming out as a conservative Christian, and I have not worked since.
Well, look.
They made it hell for me.
John Wayne, right? Charlton Heston, Clint Eastwood, and a few others that came out as conservative.
Sure.
But to your point, there was such a big box office draw that they weren't, you know, immediately canned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. And many of those guys made movies during a time where they were trying to build up the war effort. So,
yep. During the break, mm-hmm. you were letting me know what a white supremacist I was.
Exactly.
And, yeah, you were just laying it out. So,
which I do during our breaks often. But
yes, all the time. Tell me where I'm wrong. I'm used to it though. I'm surrounded by women, so it's good. But we're talking about what's the mermaid, right? Whatever the movie is.
The mermaid. The new live action. You've learned a new phrase today. The live action.
I'm not going to use it, though. I'm not going to use it because it's a movie.
But to many people, it's the black little mermaid now in their minds. And that's what I'm railing against.
Okay. So, anyway, why don't you give people an overview of the movie? Some have just joined us. They weren't with us the first hour. I decided to bring it into the second hour because I think it's important for us to have this discussion.
Yeah, the overview is really simple. And in fact, I'm kind of amazed at how close they stuck to the original script of the movie. So although it sounds like, oh, that's just a rehash, they added some new things. There's, you know, some people like some of the new things they added. They also took some of the older things out and updated them and made them more appropriate, like the song that basically said, you know, take Ariel's voice because men don't want to hear women talk anyhow. Well, you know, I did go through some good changes. But the problem that I had, and there are many articles that have been written about it, is they've had to remove the comment section. If you go on YouTube and you watch the trailer, you'll see that there's no ability to leave a comment because the comments that were left were so racist. Now, I am concerned that people believe that the racist comments would naturally come from our side, and our side meaning right of center. And I think there could be some truth to that. And I think it's because, A, we haven't seen the movie because it just came out, and B, we're so tired of having the woke, diverse, black, lazy Hollywood agenda shoved down our throat by people who have no idea how to live life anyhow, that we're hypersensitive when we see a new production of an old production with a white person in it, and it's been taken away and given to a black person. And we don't even know, you know, why that is. And I railed against it in the beginning. We've been talking about this new Little Mermaid for a while now, and I was, I had a problem with it too. I was like, why can't they come up with something original? Well, first of all, the story works. It's a great, it's very popular. It made them a lot of money. And this girl was born to play this part. I will tell you that this, and I said in the previous segment, this casting of her in this was talent. It was decided based on her talent. What could we put this beautiful, talented girl in that would rise to the to her talent, to her ability, her capability, and that was a perfect movie for her. And I think that we look really bad if it's us, and I'm blaming us because I don't know that liberals, because I think liberals are overjoyed when it's black.
I'm gonna interrupt you for a second because there's a couple of things here. One is I think the angst of some, which would be my angst, and you and I have had this discussion offline, come up with your own, make it your own, come up with your own plot line. But I can't finish this statement because we got to go to break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Okay, good. I want to answer this.
I know. You want to go ahead and nail me after the got it. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. My co-host Sonia is letting me know how out of touch with reality I am. And
well, not that, just you. I think that our side has
when
to
you say our side, you're not talking about black. You're talking about conservative people.
Oh, I'm talking about conservative, right-leaning, pure-blood American, you know, red, white, and bluers.
Okay.
I think that when you say stuff like that, make your own movies, come up with your own stories, I get what you're saying, and I would have agreed, and I think I said that last week before I'd seen the movie, Little Mermaid, which is what we've been talking about. I see that there's room for both. The problem from a money-making aspect, as a producer, if you make a movie that's quote-unquote black, now you've segmented your audience. Not everybody white, unless it has a certain appeal or a certain star, is going to go see that movie. Now, Hollywood is not real big on black actors or females. White females complain about the same thing. There's not very many roles for them.
I thought they were so enlightened and open and...
Yeah, that's what they want you to believe, isn't it? No, they're not at all. It was probably the most racist, sexist place I have ever been.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, and my family's from the South.
As a black woman, you would have thought they would have been a little better with you, if you would.
Yeah, well, when I was on affirmative action, basically. But the minute I got as good as them, then it was all over. They were purely angry with me. But look at the stars. We were talking about the actors. You have to have some sort of clout to get a movie made, okay? We're talking about The Nutty Professor is a remake with its own spin on it, but that's because Eddie Murphy was a major star, and he was the one who said, I want to do this movie. I want to play Eddie Love, or whatever his name was. You don't have that many black actors with that sort of clout.
But listen, even from the guy who's telling you, because you're to a degree, you're using your kind of producer's role and looking at this entertainment, right?
How to make money.
I'm looking at it from the guy that's paying for the ticket, all right? I'm going in, and at first I would not have been interested in seeing this, but only for one reason. Because it's The Nutty Professor. I saw the original. I mean, I don't care about special effects. That's wonderful, fine, whatever. But I went and saw it anyway, and the thing I liked about it was, I told you, there were so many little differences in it. The scene at the table, what every 10-year-old kid loves, right? And you're right, every part that he played, how he played it out, that was entertaining. And it was not in the original. It was different.
It was very different from the original. But after seeing Little Mermaid, which is so much the same as the original, that some of the lines were exactly the same, I left there going, well, why not? Why do we have to be segmented to just our stories? And to be honest, I don't know how an audience isn't necessarily going to run out and see a quote unquote black story. It's Asian Pacific Month on Netflix and all the other. And I'm like, well, are these movies for me? Am I going to be able to relate to them? And I'm a person who watches. Also, I watch Korean movie. There's probably not one Korean movie I haven't seen.
I have a. I don't know if you want to call it a dirty little secret, but I have a little secret. I love Korean QVC.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious! Really?
Terry will tell you. I've never bought anything off of that, but those people, and I say those people because sometimes it's a group of women. Sometimes they're not really alone. They're kind of like together. They could be chewing on live squid, and I'm going, look, they look so happy. They look like they're enjoying this, so they're such a happy people. I want a dozen of those. I don't even know what it is.
That's the thing.
Okay?
The left has segmented us so much and told us that we're not good people unless we support this group and that group and what, that we just are resentful right now. And I think that's when you get all the negative comments about this new live action Little Mermaid that happens to star a black girl.
Okay, but like I told you before, you see things like, what was it, Ghostbusters. Why did it have to be remade with three women? Why couldn't they have a different storyline?
And when
right?
they screw up, when it doesn't work, then it really, that's what I'm saying, it does take us off because it's like you should have left well enough alone.
And I were talking about The Karate Kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it because the second Karate Kid had a black female in it, right?
Huh?
In the same role.
Right.
So why not have The Karate Kid 2? Why not, you know what I mean? Because everybody has their life experiences. Things are a little different. They could have had a field day with in today's world.
You can't say we're all the same, but yet our experiences are different. Why can't we have that same story? And this is really, I just came into this enlightenment, if you will, yesterday, because I agreed with you. Why did she have to be Ariel? Why does she have to tell the same story?
She could be her sister Muriel. I don't know.
Why does she have to? After seeing this, I came to the conclusion, as a black person, why do I have to? Why can't I play these roles? Why can't I do that?
Well, I think she should have been offered the roles in the original. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no reason in the world why anybody should be looking at a color to decide who gets the lead role.
Are you kidding? If you look at a Disney cartoon, there's a song in Dumbo where there's about
Dumbo?
Three
black... Really? Go ahead.
Well, we're talking Disney. Ariel was made in, Little Mermaid is like the 80s or something, or early 90s. It's an old movie. But there's three crows in Dumbo that are singing. The lyrics are, I've been done seeing everything when I seen an elephant fly. So there's a lot of things that can, and Disney movies are fun. I think they're a little too witchcrafty, but.
Well, I told you during the break, I said, look, even I don't know if you want to call it guilt or you start to think, why am I happy with this? But there are a lot of black entertainments. I go back to get some of the old clips with Sammy Davis Jr. and his uncles, and you turned me on to
The Nicholas Brothers.
Yeah,
the Nicholas Brothers.
Okay, and in the Marx Brothers movies, they were.
Yep.
If you read their book, they were irritated that the black cast members had to stay down the street from where they were shooting. So the Marx Brothers actually went down, and they stayed in the campgrounds where the black families were staying. Right.
Right.
But they have some scenes with a lot of black folks in there, and you're saying to yourself,
right.
Does this mean I'm enjoying this now? Does this make me a racist?
But that's what the left has done to us. They've made us so on edge that now a little black girl with more talent than I have seen in a lifetime can't play any role that she wants to play.
Well,
and that's where the left is taking.
That's me being naive, because my attitude is bring the movie out. Best person for the job should get the job. We got to go.
And that's what happened. Once, if you see it, and I implore you.
Got to go for a break. Pause. Be back in a minute. I know, you give me that look like a microphone.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden praising lawmakers on both sides of the aisle for coming together to pass a debt ceiling bill and avert a potential economic disaster.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default on our national debt.
In his first address to the nation from the Oval Office, the president said the budget agreement was critical and to sign the bill Saturday. U.S. stocks closed sharply higher to end the week. Stocks soared on the heels of a strong jobs report and lawmakers passing that debt deal. Dow jumped more than 2%. America's credit rating may still take a hit, though. Credit ratings agency Fitch Ratings said Friday it will keep the nation's AAA rating on its negative watch list. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. My co-host for the evening, Sonia Schmidt, joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her kicking off the weekend with me. And she is schooling me, or educating me on, A, on the entertainment world, and B, not to be a racist. I'm sorry.
I think our side has to be very careful, and I don't want to beat this to death. But I think it's a real example of how we're so being dragged around, whether it's political or, you know, in our social culture, by the left, who is forcing their agenda and their ideals down our throat, that we have a knee-jerk reaction. And sometimes those reactions can make us look uglier than they are. Yes, they do those things. Yes, they are telling us how to live and what we should appreciate, and how diversity should be. They are virtue signaling, yes. So I get why we
but
have that.
Do you think that those comments are made because those people are pure racists? I know it may sound that way, but, or do you think they're just frustrated and irritated and go, look, enough, you know? Even as a guy, I'm sitting here go, why did you have to take Ghostbusters and turn it into all-woman crew? Why couldn't you come up with your own storyline, or Ghostbusters 2, or Ghostbusters Annex, whatever?
But when you say stuff like that,
I
think it's a natural reaction. Why did you have to make this woman-driven? Well, the fact is, if it had turned out to be great, why not? You know?
Yeah, see, but that comment, but you're looking at that from the Hollywood entertainment producer making money aspect, right?
No, I'm not. We talked about Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy turned that thing around into something completely different. If you have the talent, and if they do it right, it's going to make money. People will enjoy it. So I don't have a problem with them doing that, turning Ghostbusters into women, but it better be good.
Yep.
And I think that's what we're sick of. We're sick and tired of their agenda. We're going to take this. We're so lazy. We're going to take this story that worked with men, and we're going to put women in it, and it's supposed to be just as good. And when it isn't, they are revealed. And And I'm saying after seeing it, and when we complain about it just based on the woman aspect, they can easily turn that around on us and go, we don't like to see women. We're sexist. We don't want to see women in roles equal to men.
Yeah.
No, we know that's not true. But if that's what you're writing in the comment section, when they just really made a bad movie.
Well, look, you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to get into it real deep, but even Cheaper by the Dozen, right? We went
right.
from, in his mind and ours, both of those classic movies from, I guess, and one was back in the 30s or 40s. Here you have the father playing the main role. He's the major breadwinner. He's not an idiot. He's not a dolt. He's got a job, actually. He knows how to handle kids in both movies. And yet the remakes, who becomes the lead of the movie? The woman does, the wife, because the dad's an idiot.
That's why we're so sensitive.
That's right. So when I see that stuff, I do the same thing. I'm like, don't screw with my movies.
Right. Now, listen, we are a different age group, and things evolve and things change. But it's an agenda that we're seeing out of Hollywood that we're so sick and tired of. And
yes.
I think that's the pit that we fell into when it came to this Little Mermaid movie. And I have to tell you, as a woman my age, I was in tears when I watched that movie because it was the first time I have seen a young black actress with that sort of money behind her, star quality, and seeing her, there was a scene where she, and it was in the cartoon as well, where she plops out of the water and there's water spraying all over, and it was so beautiful. I've never seen a black girl get to play that part, and it meant something to me. So
okay.
I
all right,
really,
now The Wizard of Oz, right? The total remake, what was that, the 60s, 70s, called Oz, right?
The Wiz.
The Wiz. Oh, excuse me. The Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
And
Wiz.
I can't say it like you did, but that had a total spin, ethnic spin, color spin, whatever you want to call on it. It was not very much like the original, and it did fantastic. Did it not?
It did, but it also had, again, you had star quality. You had Diana Ross, and you had Michael Jackson, amongst others. I think Nipsey Russell was. I mean, there were huge names in it, and again. You just said it put an ethnic spin on it. That's fine, too. I don't have a problem with that.
I watched it. I didn't care.
We should be able to do it all, whereas The Little Mermaid took a verbatim script. They did exactly the same thing they did in the cartoon. But it worked because of the star quality. They didn't pick this girl just because she was black, although I'm sure it was a bonus. But they picked her because she is an amazing talent. And
make your last comment on this subject so I don't get a whole bunch of emails all the week.
Go take your granddaughter to see this movie, but don't say because she's a black mermaid. Just go and show her a wonderful movie that's visual and with a talent. And
you want me to go sit in a theater
with
two little granddaughters and watch a mermaid?
Yes.
All right. How much money?
It will mean the world to them. They don't have to wait till they're my age to see somebody like this.
How much money you got? I mean,
I'll buy the popcorn. How about that?
All right. Well, that's expensive, too.
That's
more
right.
money than
that's
the ticket
more,
at this point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Well, I've got news for you. Apparently, the black Africans, real black Africans, are tired of black Americans because they feel like they have to, I thought this was hilarious, Afrisplaining. Okay.
Like, you know, like mansplaining.
I guess so, but yeah. I guess this lady was she was really getting irritated here because you know telling African people about their own history. A TikToker by the name of Not African Hippie. That was funny too. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Americans should not be able to use can't even name the countries in Africa. And I said to you jokingly, I said they think that Africa's a country. Period.
I had to think twice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the United States, right? I mean, but she's right. I'll let you finish this one off. So I'll get
but her point, I think your point, and I really experienced this several years ago during the Black and Proud movement, and then even after that, where everybody was adopting their Africanism. They were changing their names because they no longer wanted to go by the names that the master had given them. And
you mean their mother and dad? But go ahead.
No, they're talking about like the old, you know, like my original last name comes from the crops that, you know, I mean, it's just, they were rejecting all of that. And they were wearing dashikis and afros, and it was all the Black and Proud movement going on to the point where they changed their names. And I'm like, nah, dude, you're Jerome Jenkins. I know who you are. You know.
That's funny.
And she's basically saying, you don't really know. There was that whole Back to Africa movement during that time, too, is they wanted to go and people were going by. But it's like we knew nothing about Africa. We knew nothing about what it would be like there. But it looked really cool. Listen, I've got a very leftist sister who has all kinds of African stuff in her house, and she dresses very, you know, but is very uncomfortable in the hood, whereas I'm very comfortable in the hood. So it's like we have an odd history, we have an odd background. We're kind of removed from our original culture. But to be honest, Africans, West Africans, people like that who are all Black, they don't really relate to us because they don't even understand how we could be in this country this long and not be farther along than we are. So we're not one cohesive group at all. And this woman in this video that you're talking about, she's saying she is sick and tired of Black people trying to latch on to this whole African persona, and you don't really know anything about Africa.
No, but you know who my old pastor was. He used to say the same thing. And I think Friday was, February is African History Month. And, that church was quite colorful in that month. But it was hilarious. I mean, and I used to love that month, and I'll tell you why you're going to laugh at me, because during the rest of the months, the women used to come in with them big hats on. You know, if you got stuck behind one of them, you couldn't see what was going on. But in those months, whatever the headgear was that they wore, it was wrapped tightly to their head, you know. That kind of thing. So you could actually see around them for once, you know.
Yeah.
But the colors were great. But even he used to say the same things. Most of you can't find Africa on a map, you know.
Couldn't find it on a map.
Right. And he'd tell them, he said, it's okay to celebrate your heritage, just like Italians celebrate theirs and Irish celebrate theirs. And,
that's right.
And that whole thing. But don't make yourself like you're all African and stuff.
Right.
You knew him. He was very Black and white about stuff. No joking around. All right, be back to the people who don't go far. Who?
Andrew McGate yourself.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Yep, she's here with me still. My co-host, Sonya Smith, joins me as she does pretty much every week. Unless she's whining about being too tired, then I let her go. But
I've been here every week.
Yes, you have. You've been here every week, making sure that I know my place, which
That's
is good.
That's right.
Somebody has to keep me in my place, right?
Somebody got to do it.
Yeah. God, I get to talking to you during the break, and I totally forget what we were talking about when we went to break. Oh.
Talking about how the left segments us, and now we're all mad at each other, and, you know, even black people, when we wear braids, we're actually racially appropriating or misappropriating and all that, but you'd be hard-pressed to say that in public.
Oh, you got to watch what you say, because they'll make you sound like you're just trying, you are a racist, and that's why you're trying to tell these stories that aren't true. You and I were talking during the break about cornrows, right? You know, here.
Right.
And I said to you, I just learned recently in looking up some history that those were from the Dutch.
We'll go way back. It's called the Dutch Braid, in fact.
Yeah, see? And
everybody's, yeah.
Oh, but why is it, what was it when, recently, when they were talking about all these appropriation things, and they were getting mad at white girls for wearing, you know, the cornrows, and I'm going, they don't belong to you. Well, they don't belong to anybody, really.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay,
see if you can find some sympathy in this.
No.
I actually went to high school, sat right next to her. She was a friend of mine. Her name was Mary Collins. You all know her as Bo Derek.
Oh, wow.
And she starred in a movie called 10. Now, she is a 10, okay?
Right.
And remember what hairstyle she wore? She wore cornrows with the beads in it. It was a huge, huge promotion, huge posters. Huge. She was a 10 when she wore that hairstyle. Do you know what was happening to black women who needed to wear, you know, not only was it our style, but it contained our hair. We couldn't work jobs. We couldn't work front office jobs. We had to get them out if we were going to be newscasters. There was a lot of, they weren't allowing black women who were out front and center to wear that hairdo. They thought it was too ethnic. So we had a big chip on our shoulder about how all of a sudden this white woman wears the same hairstyle and she's a star and considered a 10. So I don't know that I think there's a combination, just like we were talking about earlier. When people mistreat people, you get more of a chip on your shoulders. So when black women see white women doing something that they're not getting the same sort of accolades for, you get an attitude, especially women. We want to be told that we're beautiful, we're the prize, we're 10. It's like, wait a minute, why is she a 10 with this hairstyle? I can't even get a job with this hairstyle.
Okay.
So that's why.
You know, I've got no quick comeback for that.
There isn't.
But
it's true. That's why we have the, and I'm sure if it were fair and equitable, if we could have been considered 10s, if we could, you know, I think that there wouldn't be that big of a, you know, a mashup.
And what's funny is, all right, so again, you know the church I used to go to, okay? And I just say, I like to tell people, there were usually 7,000 people there, and I was easy to find, put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I always felt the same. I mean, black women are beautiful.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just because they're black, all right? But there is a beauty that comes with, again, the black style and what have you. And I've been to white churches. I don't see the same thing there. So and I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying there is something different there, okay? And maybe we should have been more engaged in fighting for your right to wear your hair any way you wanted to, although...
Yeah, and they're doing it now. Like, there's some liberal groups that are doing that, but it's like, that ship has sailed. That is so silly. But we as a group, we're not, especially women my age, which is, again, why I cried when I saw this Little Mermaid movie, is we weren't told that we were the prize. We weren't taken care of. We weren't put on a pedestal and all those things. And we have completely different cultures. That's from Africa. I remember my mother forbade us to wear loud colors. She said dark-skinned women should not wear, that was an American black thing. We should not wear loud colors. And then I started looking at pictures of women from Africa who were dark-skinned, and they had on yellow and red and blue all at the same time. And they looked fabulous.
Wait. She was saying that black women shouldn't wear colorful clothes?
Loud clothes. And it was because she comes from a whole different sort of background. But she said that black women, if you have dark skin, that doesn't complement your color. And when I looked with my own brain, which is probably why I'm not a leftist, but I used my own thinking and I saw it myself, women from Africa, who were a far cry in many cases, more dark skin than I am, wore very loud colors, all different ones and all at the same time, and they looked beautiful. So, but it's not that's not the messages that we got about ourselves here in America. So we have we have a lot of healing to do when it comes to our femininity. And that was another beautiful thing about this Little Mermaid movie. Here you see a black girl, and she's not demure, but she's feminine, and she's delightful. She's just delightful. And you don't, I don't, I haven't seen that in a movie.
No, I hear you. It's all, see, my brain doesn't work like that. So I sit here and I find some of it hard to, not hard to believe, but hard to fathom that you wouldn't use the best person for the job. I mean, seriously.
Well, when they did, look at the backlash that they got. Because I'm telling you, this was the best person for the
but
job.
I will take exception with you to say that I don't think it was because it was a black person.
That's why they had to remove the comments, because the comments were so, they sounded racist. You don't know what's in anybody's heart, but I think right now people are upset. People are sick of the left shoving down our throats that we're
exactly
all
right.
People. And yeah, so I think what comes out of their mouth is negative. Listen, I read comments when they have, when Serena, when they do a story on Serena Williams, and
oh yeah,
had a dime for every gorilla comment that has been made. Now, I'm not saying that's from the left or from the right, but I'm just telling you, I've seen that when it comes to black women. They're very, very, very negative, very cruel. You don't see that about these, you know, the white chicks.
No, I don't disagree with you. Not there. I mean, seriously, but I tell you what, I do make fun of white and black chicks all the time.
You do.
All right, I look at them and say, well, that person should have been a football player, or
God,
she looks like she comes from Amazon stock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My father was an equal opportunity
offender.
Racist.
I am. I'm the same way.
And it's funny to me. It's funny to me, but as a black woman who's grown up in, you know, in this society where black women have not gotten, unless you're, what's her name, Dorothy Dandridge, I mean, you can count on your hand the number of black female sex symbols there were in the day. Dorothy Dandridge was one, and I don't even know if you know who she is.
Probably not, no. If I saw a picture of her, maybe.
Yeah, of course you would, but off the top of my head, she's only one. And then the rest were heavy, manless, taking care of white women characters that were just happy to do it. You know?
That's true. I'll give you that. That's true. That was always kind of funny, you know. And
they are. They're the comedy relief. They are. Think of Gone with the Wind, a wonderful movie, but it ain't easy to watch when the characters are either a big, fat, black woman who was taking care of the very spoiled.
So come,
about white girl.
I only got about a minute and a half left.
Oh, okay.
Come out of your producer role for a second, okay? Yeah, I know. Yeah, take it off. Come out of your producer role for a second. And I know it isn't totally historically accurate, but to show what was going on in this country at that time during that war, do you not find some relevance and value in what was being shown in that movie? We had to watch that in the 70s in school.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the problems, is that because Hollywood there was only a handful of our movies that showed a different side. And that's what I'm saying, is I grew up watching the images of black women were, and all movies weren't about the Civil War, you know?
Yep.
So there were other movies, like I said, Dorothy Dandridge played Carmen Jones. It was a remake of Carmen, the musical. But those were few and far between. We didn't get to see that many different roles in ourselves. And comedy is always something that they put us in, because we were kind of the joke. You know, in Gone with the Wind, you had the big fat character, and you had Butterfly McQueen, who didn't have a brain in her head.
Yeah.
She was funny. She was great at that role.
I was watching Soap. Came up on my Roku screen. And Benson, right? The black butler, cook, whatever. And even him, back in the 70s, it was an interesting role that they gave him and attitude they gave him. All right, we got to go. Soda Schmidt, Joe Messina, every Friday right here. You know, you can find us here. And if you don't catch us, you lose, I'm telling you. Got another hour of me, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Fifteen.